At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Personality NLP case study for Agnes. Ascendant Pushia, Cancer Jupiter in first. Agnes has Pushia rising in Cancer, with Jupiter also placed in the first house, immediately suggesting a personality built on nurturing wisdom, moral clarity, and protective emotional intelligence. Cancer as an ascendant is receptive, emotionally attuned, and often quietly strong. But Pushia, ruled by Saturn, adds structure and devotion to this emotional terrain. It is the nakshatra of nourishment through discipline, the teacher who loves by protecting, guiding, and refining. Jupiter here amplifies these themes, lending Agnes a natural aura of warmth, maturity, and gentle authority. Pushia rising brings a self-oriented attention filter, not selfish, but self-knowing. Agnes likely evaluates life through how things emotionally land within her. She doesn't easily outsource decision-making. She checks inside first. With Jupiter placed here, this self-filter is infused with ethical discernment. She likely holds herself to high moral and emotional standards and may carry a subconscious belief that she must be the safe container for others. There's a quiet dignity to her, the sense that she's emotionally present, but not emotionally chaotic. From an NLP perspective, this ascendant Jupiter combination favors a kinesthetic and auditory digital processing style. Agnes learns and leads through emotional resonance and principle. She listens deeply, not just to words, but to values behind them. She makes sense of her experiences through how they feel, kinesthetic, and whether they align with her inner logic, auditory, digital. She may not always verbalize her understanding immediately, but she integrates it on a deep embodied level. And once something is internalized, it becomes part of her lifelong system of meaning. Her motivation direction here is blended, but gently leans towards. Pushia's Saturnian restraint would ordinarily lend an away-from pattern, moving out of emotional discomfort or chaos. But Jupiter's influence tips the scale toward growth, contribution, and expansion. Agnes is motivated to move toward a life of meaningful stability, to create spaces, relationships, and roles that are emotionally secure, intellectually enriching, and spiritually grounded. She doesn't need speed or drama. She moves toward clarity, safety, and soulfulness. Her action style is naturally reactive. She responds to life rather than forcing it. Pushia and Cancer both favor emotional timing and intuitive unfolding. Agnes may take her time before stepping forward, not from fear, but from reverence for process. However, once her inner signal is clear, Jupiter gives her the optimism and confidence to act with both grace and generosity. She may wait, but when she moves, she means it. In terms of chunking style, Agnes tends toward general to specific processing. Jupiter gives her a wide-angle moral and philosophical view of situations. She likely sees the big picture first, the emotional arc, the ethical implications, and then narrows in to refine the details if needed. This makes her someone who can hold space for complexity without collapsing into it, allowing her to mentor or guide others through both personal and professional transformation with patience and poise. Overall, Agnes's ascendant and first house configuration reveals a psyche attuned to emotion, ethics, and gentle leadership. She doesn't dominate, she anchors. She doesn't lecture, she embodies. Her NLP profile is that of a wise nurturer, someone who lives by internal truth, processes experience with both feeling and reason, and creates a presence that others instinctively trust. She is the calm in the storm, not because life hasn't tested her, but because she's learned to carry her integrity wherever she goes. Sh's third house, Moon in Uttara Falguni. Agnes's third house, which governs motivation, self-starting ability, learning style, communication, and how one takes initiative, contains the Moon in Uttara Falguni in Virgo. The Moon in this house softens the traditional sharpness of Virgo with a maternal, emotionally intelligent lens. She acts, thinks, and speaks with care and deliberation. Uttara Falguni, ruled by the Sun, adds a steady, service-oriented rhythm to this picture. It brings a desire for constructive contribution, the need to be useful, thoughtful, and quietly dignified in action. Together, this points to a person who acts only when something emotionally or ethically resonates, but when she does, her effort is clean, sustained, and often in support of others. From an NLP perspective, the Moon here indicates a kinesthetic processing style. Agnes moves when something feels right. She does not operate well in high-pressure, hyper-rational environments. She needs time to feel through tasks, steps, and social dynamics before fully engaging. Virgo's analytical energy, combined with the Moon's intuitive flow, suggests that Agnes likely prefers to walk herself through an idea or task. She builds understanding through gentle internal rehearsal. Her learning is embodied. She remembers through practice, pace, and repetition. Her action preference is distinctly reactive. While the third house is typically about taking action, the Moon softens its edge. She waits, watches, and only initiates when internal cues align. She may hesitate to jump into new experiences unless she feels emotionally prepared. This is not passivity, it's responsive intelligence. She acts in rhythm with both context and emotional timing. There's often a layer of emotional checking in before any decision or statement is made. Agnes's activity preference is grounded in supportive and nurturing action. Uttara Falguni is the star of contracts and long-term commitments, and in Virgo, it brings service, care, and order to her drive. She likely prefers activities that are helpful, routine-stabilizing, or quietly impactful. She's unlikely to chase chaotic novelty, but she may deeply commit to the kinds of activities that help others, refine systems, or build daily meaning. Her ideal motivation comes from emotional structure. When her heart and environment feel settled, she becomes steadily productive. Her time orientation in this house is through time. Virgo is meticulous and sequential, and the Moon adds a rhythmic pulse to this orientation. Agnes likely plans ahead, breaks tasks into emotional and mental checkpoints, and avoids rushing into anything without timing it internally. She may struggle in environments that require quick switches or reactive pivoting, but she thrives when given a long-range runway to emotionally prepare, organize, and deliver consistently. Lastly, her attention filter in this house blends others-oriented motivation with emotional caution. The Moon is relational. She considers how her actions will affect others, especially in close relationships or teamwork dynamics. However, Virgo's influence may make her subtly protective of her energy. She can be generous with her effort, but may withdraw when emotional feedback loops become overwhelming or critical. Overall, the Moon in Uttara Falguni in Agnes's third house reveals a quietly responsive, emotionally anchored, and rhythm-based motivator. She may not act first, but she often acts best. Her communication is laced with care, her motivation stems from alignment, and her daily efforts build toward emotional clarity and usefulness. Whether writing, helping, learning, or initiating small actions, she prefers slow-building integrity over fast impact. And her NLP drives show a woman who acts not because she must, but because she knows when it matters. D4th house, Saturn in Vishaka, Mercury and Venus in Swati Libra. Agnes's fourth house, which governs emotional grounding, psychological security, family patterns, and the inner life, is rich and complex, containing Saturn in Vishaka and Mercury and Venus in Swati, all in Libra. This layering creates an inner world defined by structure, beauty, and high mental emotional intelligence. Libra here seeks harmony and balance, while Saturn adds durability and responsibility, Mercury adds critical thinking and adaptability, and Venus infuses aesthetic, relational, and value-based meaning. The result is a personality with deep emotional discipline, refined relational instincts, and a quiet need for internal elegance and coherence. Agnes's operational style in this area is strongly procedural, particularly due to Saturn's presence in Vishaka, a nakshatra associated with determination, delayed success, and high standards. She likely prefers emotional and domestic routines, decision-making rituals, or systems that allow her to feel safe and efficient in her private life. Even emotionally, she may process things through steps, often journaling, revisiting conversations, or mentally pacing through patterns before releasing a feeling or thought. Mercury and Venus add flexibility and charm to these procedures. She can adapt when needed, but will revert to structure when overwhelmed. Her frame of reference here is clearly internal. Saturn doesn't seek validation, it seeks self-respect. With all three planets in Libra, Agnes may appear accommodating on the surface, but her emotional core is independently governed. She knows what she needs emotionally, even if she doesn't always express it outwardly. Mercury in Swati refines this inner dialogue. She evaluates situations through personal mental filters, analyzing her responses before absorbing others' perspectives. Venus in Swati adds a love for graceful detachment. She wants relational flow, but only when it honors her internal balance. In terms of work preference, this house leans heavily toward proximity. Libra as a sign craves social connection, but Swati's air-like, movement-focused quality values space and independence within those bonds. Agnes is most comfortable working in one-on-one or small group dynamics, where mutual respect and aesthetic alignment are present. She dislikes emotionally chaotic work settings and thrives in calm, idea-rich, visually or relationally elegant environments, where conversation, timing, and tone are as important as the content itself. Her time experience here is strongly through time. Saturn's natural discipline and Mercury's sequencing orientation favor forward planning and retrospective analysis. She may spend time reviewing past emotional events, relationships, or decisions, learning from them in structured ways. She likely dislikes surprises in her private or emotional life, preferring to anticipate, prepare, and manage both internal and external dynamics with foresight. Even when navigating subtle emotional patterns, she's likely mapping, cataloging, and processing in a linear way, making her grounded and intentional in emotional growth. Finally, her primary interest motivation in this house is rooted in people and place, with Venus and Mercury signaling emotional focus on relational harmony, aesthetic surroundings, and intellectual rapport. The home, both physical and psychological, must be beautiful, fair, and mentally stimulating. She's drawn to relationships and spaces that feel clear, respectful, and visually balanced. Saturn adds a hidden, thing-oriented layer. She may find emotional security through carefully chosen objects, books, rituals, or meaningful physical details that symbolically anchor her. Altogether, Agnes's fourth house configuration reflects an emotionally structured, mentally elegant, and aesthetically principled inner life. She approaches emotional safety and support like an art form, part discipline, part rhythm, part grace. Her NLP patterns here reveal someone who organizes her emotions, relationships, and private time through procedures, internal referencing, and future conscious pacing, all while honoring a quiet love for beauty, fairness, and intelligent companionship. Fifth house, Sun in Anurata Scorpio. Agnes's fifth house, the seat of creative intelligence, personal expression, memory, children, romance, and inner radiance, contains the Sun in Anurata, placed in Scorpio. This is a placement of deep emotional power and psychological creativity. The fifth house is typically light, joyful, and expressive, but with the Sun in Scorpio, and particularly in Anurata, a Saturn-ruled nakshatra, expression becomes a matter of emotional truth, loyalty, and transformation. Agnes's joy comes not from surface-level stimulation, but from depth, in thought, feeling, creativity, and connection. From an NLP perspective, this placement emphasizes an internal frame of reference. Agnes doesn't seek feedback or approval to know if she's doing well. The sun here burns inwardly. In Anurata, it adds discipline, emotional focus, and a somewhat protective creative instinct. She likely holds high standards for her own expression, whether intellectual, artistic, or relational, and may not share her creative or romantic world easily. She reveals when she feels safe, and her motivation stems from a personal inner alignment, not performance. Her work preference in this house leans towards solo. She may be capable of collaboration, but when it comes to creativity, ideas, or emotional processing, she functions best when she has uninterrupted space and emotional autonomy. The fifth house is a personal domain, and with the sun in a fixed water sign, Agnes likely guards her energy tightly. Her creative insights often arise in solitude or introspective states, perhaps while journaling, walking, dreaming, or processing events after they've passed. Agnes's time experience in the fifth house is in time. Scorpio, ruled by Mars and Ketu, tends to be immersed in the present, especially when the emotional intensity is high. The sun here adds a desire for totality. When she's engaged in something she loves, she loses track of time and becomes fully absorbed. Whether expressing an idea, teaching, nurturing someone, or crafting something meaningful, she is mentally and emotionally present, living through the moment with powerful focus and stillness. Her primary interest motivation in this house leans strongly toward people and activity. The fifth house connects naturally to children, learning, teaching, and creativity, and the sun adds a self-aware brightness to that process. Agnes likely lights up when she's doing something that lets her emotionally engage others, whether through mentorship, parenting, creative output, or thoughtful conversation. However, Scorpio ensures she prefers meaningful activity over casual interaction. She wants to move something real, not just entertain. Her operational style in this area is a hybrid. While not procedural in the strictest sense, the Anuradha influence gives her rhythm, discipline, and loyalty to the creative or intellectual path she chooses. She may repeat, refine, and deepen a particular process until it feels right. She doesn't chase novelty. She stays with what resonates, perfecting it slowly, and only shares when she senses the timing is energetically and emotionally correct. Overall, the sun in Anuradha gives Agnes a contained brilliance, a core of power and emotional depth that expresses through trust, devotion, and inner focus. Her NLP drives in this house reveal a person who creates from the soul, teaches through presence, and shines most fully when she feels safe, private, and emotionally true. Whether through parenting, artistry, research, or romantic connection, she offers expression that transforms, not loudly, but lastingly. Sixth house, Rahu and Mula Sagittarius. Agnes's sixth house, the domain of routines, responsibilities, health, self-improvement, and how one handles tension or conflict, contains Rahu and Mula, placed in Sagittarius. This is an intense and transformative placement as Mula, ruled by Ketu, seeks to uproot illusions, expose hidden flaws, and dig into the core truth of things. Rahu, with its ambitious, obsessive drive, magnifies this nakshatra's deconstructive instinct, especially in a house that governs problem-solving and improvement. Agnes's orientation toward routine, conflict, or healing isn't superficial. She approaches it like a karmic mission. She wants to understand, fix, purify, and evolve. From an NLP perspective, Rahu and Mula here creates a strong proactive action style. Agnes likely doesn't wait for permission to solve problems. She dives in, especially when something feels unjust, misaligned, or stagnant. She may feel unusually energized by challenges others avoid, particularly if they involve unspoken dynamics, emotional patterns, or ethical gray areas. This placement gives her a compulsion to improve or restore integrity, even when it means tearing down old systems first. Her operational style is clearly options-based. Rahu craves experimentation. Agnes likely resists rigid routines or overly procedural systems in her day-to-day life. While she may appear structured, she prefers flexibility and works best when allowed to shift, adapt, or reinvent as she sees fit. Her approach to healing or service is likely innovative, intuitive, and deconstructive. She doesn't bandage things. She digs up the root. Her work preference here leans toward together, but not in a traditional team sense, more in the form of shared transformation. Rahu thrives in dynamic, high stakes, or collaborative environments where intense effort leads to visible change. Agnes likely enjoys working with people when there is mutual growth, challenge, or purpose. She may struggle in overly polite, passive work settings, preferring to engage where directness, intelligence, and depth are required. Her time experience is mostly in time, intensified by Mula's Ketu rulership. Agnes likely responds to what is arising now. She feels pulled into action by present urgency, especially when there's a need to correct, realign, or resolve. She may find herself immersed in tasks, losing track of time, driven by instinct rather than a schedule. This can make her brilliant in crises or fast-paced situations, but less inclined toward long-term step-by-step planning unless it aligns with a larger purpose. Agnes's primary interest motivation in this house blends thing and activity orientation. Rahu brings attention to systems, flaws, tools, and structures, the things that need fixing, shifting, or breaking apart. But Mula adds a purpose behind the action. She doesn't just fix for fixing's sake. She's drawn to activity that transforms or liberates, and that often means working through the difficult, messy, or hidden layers of human experience. Whether it's healing work, investigative research, or clearing emotional clutter, she's energized by the doing when it leads to revelation or resolution. Altogether, Rahu and Mula in the sixth house reveals a personality that thrives on transformational service, fearless analysis, and unconventional healing. Agnes's NLP drives here reflect a proactive, present-focused, and truth-seeking approach to work, health, and responsibility. She doesn't want to manage problems, she wants to dig them up, name them, and evolve past them. Whether in her personal routines or professional life, she is the kind of person who brings hidden dysfunctions to light, not to destroy, but to liberate what's real beneath the rubble. Seventh house, Mars and Dhanishta, Capricorn. Agnes's seventh house, the realm of partnership, intimate collaboration, emotional mirroring, and long-term relational patterns, contains Mars and Dhanishta, placed in Capricorn, where Mars is exalted. This is a formidable placement. Mars here is focused, reliable, and capable of sustained high-effort engagement in partnership. Dhanishta, ruled by Mars itself, is a nakshatra of rhythm, mastery, and legacy, suggesting that Agnes approaches intimate relationships with a blend of discipline and determination. She may not rush into bonds easily, but when she commits, she does so with loyalty, structure, and an intense sense of personal responsibility. From an NLP lens, Mars in this placement creates a strong, proactive action style. Agnes is likely the one in a partnership who initiates clarity, defines goals, and pushes for shared progress. She's unlikely to tolerate emotional vagueness or inconsistency in others, preferring direct, honest, and mutually accountable connections. She acts decisively in her relational life, especially when the partnership is oriented toward growth, function, or a shared project. Her love language may include doing, fixing, showing up, less about romantic poetry, more about dependable action. Her operational style here leans toward procedural. Dhanishta in Capricorn gives her an appreciation for structure in partnership, routines, agreements, shared rhythms, and clear expectations. She likely thrives in relationships where there's a mutual understanding of roles and effort. Conflict may arise when things feel sloppy or unstructured. She needs emotional and logistical grounding in order to stay engaged. Her devotion is high, but so are her standards. Agnes's work preference in this relational domain is proximity. Mars in Capricorn doesn't need constant contact, but it prefers a solid, dependable closeness. She does best in partnerships, romantic or professional, where there is mutual independence within committed presence. She likely thrives in side-by-side dynamics, where each person contributes with autonomy, but within an aligned purpose or shared mission. Micromanagement or overdependence may be draining. She needs space to be strong with, not fused into the other. Her time experience in this house is generally through time. Capricorn's earth element and Mars's methodical energy give her a strong future orientation in partnership. She considers where a bond is going, what it's building, and how it aligns with long-term goals. She may struggle with purely present-focused or emotionally reactive dynamics, preferring to move through relationships like a well-paced rhythm, structured, evolving, and forward-moving. She's unlikely to stay in situations that feel directionless or cyclical. As for primary interest motivation, Agnes expresses a strong activity intention here. Mars in Dhanishta wants to do things with and for others, build, achieve, improve. She may feel most connected when a relationship is action-based, not just emotional. Love, for her, is often proven through reliability, task sharing, or mutual goals. Not grand gestures, but tangible contribution. Emotional depth matters, but it must anchor into real-world cooperation. Overall, Mars in Dhanishta in the seventh gives Agnes a relational approach defined by effort, loyalty, and intelligent action. She doesn't idealize romance. She works at it, refines it, and expects others to meet her in that rhythm. Her NLP drives here reflect a personality that thrives on clarity, structure, and cooperative strength in partnership. She builds love like a legacy, with rhythm, depth, and the courage to show up not just emotionally, but practically and consistently. 12th house, Ketu and Ardra Gemini. Agnes's 12th house, the domain of solitude, spiritual surrender, the unconscious, loss of ego identity, and hidden worlds, contains Ketu and Ardra, placed in Gemini. This is a powerful placement for inner deconstruction and psychic refinement. The 12th house naturally seeks transcendence and release, and Ketu, the south node, aligns with this aim, bringing detachment, insight, and deep karmic memory. But Ardra, ruled by Rahu and symbolized by the teardrop, is a nakshatra of intensity, emotional storms, and mental deconstruction. Agnes's inner life is not soft or passive. It is active, mentally charged, and transformative, even when it's invisible to others. From an NLP perspective, Ketu here signals a strongly dissociative and auditory digital style in private processing. Agnes may not always be in her body when navigating stress or transformation. Instead, she may retreat to mental analysis, inner dialogue, or symbolic patterning. Her unconscious mind is alert, logical, and often cutting in its precision. She likely processes loss, endings, or spiritual questions through thought loops, inner narratives, or conceptual dissection. Stillness for her is not quiet. It's mentally alive. Her action preference in this house is notably reactive, but in a subtle spiritualized form. Agnes may not act outwardly in the face of emotional turbulence. Instead, she withdraws, reflects, and processes in her inner sanctum. Ketu and Ardra gives her a high threshold for emotional storms. She's been through them before, and in many cases doesn't fear pain or change. Instead, she may prefer to sit with chaos, feel it break her down, and then emerge sharper, lighter, or clearer, emotionally refined through detachment. Her work preference in the 12th is solo, and not just for practical reasons. She needs space, psychic room, and silence to reboot, integrate, or spiritually cleanse. Agnes may work best in roles that allow her to dip into imagination, abstract thinking, or behind-the-scenes influence. She may also find that much of her emotional or intellectual work is done in solitude, journaling, dreaming, mapping ideas, or resolving inner conflicts before ever speaking them. Even in relationships, she may need to retreat often, not out of avoidance, but for deep psychic regulation. Agnes's time experience here is fluid. She oscillates between in-time immersion and timelessness. Ardra is stormy, and Ketu is non-linear. She may lose track of time in emotional overwhelm, dreams, or mental processing. This placement often brings psychic flashes, dream insight, or symbolic visions that break traditional temporal structures. She likely experiences time as elastic when alone, compressed in some moments, eternal in others, especially when she is emotionally stirred or intellectually absorbed. Her primary interest motivation in this house is intensely concept-oriented, but with a karmic twist. Gemini's mental sharpness combined with Ardra's emotional force means she is deeply drawn to understanding pain, unraveling illusion, or decoding spiritual patterns. Her mind may obsess over the why of emotional suffering, both her own and others, until she extracts a distilled truth. She's interested in what lies beneath, what's hidden, repressed, unspoken, or unconsciously driving behavior, and this fuels her internal work, spiritual exploration, or creative processing. Altogether, Ketu and Ardra in the 12th house makes Agnes a private emotional alchemist, someone who processes life through deep inner dismantling. Her NLP drives here reflect a mind that works best in solitude, symbolic inquiry, and spaciousness, particularly when unraveling complex emotional truths. Though quiet on the surface, her inner world is storm-forged and diamond-cut, shaped by grief, clarity, detachment, and the unwavering instinct to find meaning in the unseen. Overall NLP drives for Agnes. Agnes's overall NLP profile reveals a personality marked by emotional depth, mental precision, spiritual intensity, and subtle determination. Across her chart, we see a strong internal orientation. She leads with inner clarity rather than external validation, often withdrawing from noise to process, refine, and reemerge with insight. Her style is not loud or reactive, but quietly deliberate. She moves only when it feels right. Her energetic posture is that of the introspective builder, the emotional strategist, and the invisible force that recalibrates environments from within. Her dominant processing styles are kinesthetic, auditory digital, and dissociative. She feels first. The moon in Uttara Falguni and sun in Anuradha emphasize emotional and bodily resonance. Her mind follows with logical sequencing, clarity, and private evaluation. Seen in Mercury in Swati and Ketu in Ardra. Ketu's 12th house placement strengthens her dissociative mode. Agnes can mentally step back to observe, analyze, and decode. She likely experiences the world in deep waves of feeling and mental pattern, sensing more than she says, filtering more than she shows. Her motivation direction is primarily away from, especially in emotionally charged or ethically unclear situations. With Saturn in the fourth and Ketu in the 12th, Agnes instinctively retreats from chaos, illusion, and dysfunction. But there is also a distinct towards current. Rahu in Mula, 6th, and Mars in Dhanishta, 7th, give her the drive to move toward growth, mastery, and productive transformation. This balance creates a rhythm where she's propelled not by urgency or ambition, but by a need to refine, realign, and reintegrate. Her attention filter leans predominantly self-oriented. She checks in with her own emotional and ethical resonance before acting or engaging. Jupiter on the ascendant and the sun in the fifth reinforce this. She doesn't ask, what do they think? But does this feel right for me? Yet in work and relational settings, she can tune into others. Mercury and Venus in Libra give her the capacity for empathetic adjustment, especially when harmony is needed, though always within the bounds of her internal system. Agnes's chunking style is generally general to specific. Jupiter in the first gives her a broad moral and philosophical view, while Virgo and Scorpio placements enable her to zoom into practical or psychological detail when needed. She sees the big picture emotionally and ethically, but once she commits, she can refine, organize, and work the details with precision. She rarely starts with specifics, but she knows how to end there when alignment requires it. Her action style is a measured blend of reactive and proactive. With the moon, sun, and Saturn influencing her core personality, she is not impulsive. She pauses, reflects, checks her timing. However, Mars exalted in the 7th and Rahu in Mula in the 6th means she's not passive. When it's time to act, she does, and often with force and confidence. Her actions are most powerful when they follow a deep inner yes, rather than outer pressure. Her work preferences span all modes, depending on the domain. In personal processing and inner healing, she is deeply solo, Ketu in 12th. In professional or collaborative tasks, she favors proximity, side-by-side dynamics where respect and rhythm matter, Mercury, Venus in Libra, Mars in Capricorn. In service, healing, or transformation-oriented contexts, she can step into together work when the goal is shared evolution, Rahu in Mula. Her preference is not fixed, but conditional on emotional safety, autonomy, and shared values. Altogether, Agnes's NLP drives portray someone who works best when allowed to move from integrity, process in silence, act with purpose, and relate through rhythm. She learns by sensing, teaches by example, and leads by emotional calibration. Whether nurturing, problem-solving, building, or retreating, she does so with inner timing and emotional depth. Hers is a system built not for speed or spotlight, but for subtle mastery, spiritual refinement, and enduring resonance.